Hello and welcome to Cinema to the Letter. For this bonus episode, we're announcing our lineup for Season 5, Godzilla! On regular episodes of Cinema to the Letter, we break down the very nature of cinema, letter by letter. For each episode of a film miniseries topic, we cover six films that fit a C for classic, I for indie, N for new, E for egregious, M for masterpiece, and A for atypical. Who doesn't love an acronym, am I right? I am Thomas here, recording at our new studios, which are in the middle of downtown Tokyo. I can't believe we got this space. And, you know, I'm just really happy that we'll be able to do this and have no real interruptions from any sort of person or creature or whatever. Because we're in, like, a big high-rise. Who's going to fuck with us up here?
Yes, hello. And I'm Brian. And I just bought this giant, massive egg to bring into our recording studio. So I hope that's okay, Thomas.
Oh, no, that's great. You know, that could be, like, right in the middle of this table that we have. It could be, like,
great decoration.
Right, exactly. That really class up the joint. Really appreciate that. And it's Easter colored. How wonderful. But we are here to talk, specifically, Brian, about another creature of, you know, mysterious origins who I wish visited me every late March to early April. Godzilla, who, it'll be interesting because, so we're covering Godzilla, which means, Brian, this is the first franchise we've ever covered on the show.
As, like, that's true.
A full dedicated thing. And we should probably preface, as we go into announcing our lineup, you know, our classic, indie, new, egregious, masterpiece, and atypical, we maybe fudged things a bit to fit the indie in there, given, you know, Godzilla is a massive franchise made by, you know, either Toho or Warner Brothers, you know. So, yeah, we kind of futzed with things this season.
Yeah, well, we it's funny because Godzilla is a franchise that has enough movies where we could pick six of our, you know, kind of lineup that we do.
Right.
And we've made these rules and whatever, but we had to bend the rules a bit to be able to fit this, which I am personally okay with, and I support it.
Right, yeah, we created this. We can have loopholes, whatever. We found an excuse, at least. We'll talk about it. Right. Before we even get into that, I'm curious, you know, we should probably let people know here, and we'll probably talk a bit more in our C for Classic big episode, but TLDR, Brian, you weren't as aware of Godzilla before the start of the prep for this particular season, right?
Not as much. I have seen kind of, I guess, some of the more popular ones, so like the original, the kind of newer ones, and both like Warner Brothers and Toho produced. But yeah, I really hadn't dived into any of like the classic stuff, like the Showa era stuff or any other stuff until now. So this is, yeah, it's really exciting, especially since this is kind of lining up with the 70th anniversary of Godzilla, right? So,
well, of course, that's like the main reason we're doing this. Yes, Godzilla right. turned 70. You know, in his prime, winning Oscars,
yeah.
making a lot of money all over the place. You know, the 70s the new 30 when you think about it. Let's get into the lineup. Let's talk about what we'll be discussing and the release dates and whatnot. So first, as with any season, we start off with a C for Classic, which will be coming out on April 23rd, which the focus of it is going to be the 1968 film Destroy All Monsters, which you kind of mentioned this earlier, part of the Showa era. We'll be visiting a couple of movies from the Showa era, given that's a pretty long period for Godzilla, which, in case you didn't know, by the way, Godzilla's divide into specific eras. Showa, Heisei, Millennium, and then the Raiwa, which I believe is the current one we're in Japan. In any case, so we'll be covering Destroy All Monsters from the Showa era, which, you know, some people might ask, like, hey, why aren't you covering Gojira for this? And I'm like, I don't, that feels like it's just been covered to death, the original 1954 movie. In a way that much more intelligent people have spoken elsewhere. I want to talk about just some of the weirder ones, You know, like Destroy All Monsters is the big monster mash one with like all the big monsters. Brian, you haven't seen this one yet, but you're curious because you're going through the show, as like you mentioned earlier.
I am, right. Kind of as we speak, I'm kind of going through all the Showa era ones. I'm like 5 or 6 movies in right now. I haven't gotten to this one, but yeah. I mean, the original is a great movie and is a very important movie, of course. But yeah, it's been discussed to death, and I also would rather kind of cover the more weirder elements of Godzilla, like I've kind of seen from a lot of these Showa era movies, especially with all the other monsters that are going to show up too. I think that's really a cool way to kind of get not just Godzilla, but other kind of kaiju and other monsters in there as well.
A true smorgasbord of monsters, yes. I will say. As someone who, by the way, I didn't mention my origins earlier, I was aware of Godzilla culturally, but I didn't really get into that stuff until about like 2019. So it's been about 5 or so years since like around 2019 when I went through the Showa movies on Criterion, and then later during the pandemic, I did like the rest of them pretty much. Anyway, let's keep going with our schedule. Here's our Eye for Indy. You know, going to come out April 30th. The one we bent the rules on because we had to cover this movie, Godzilla Minus One. The recent Oscar winner, as I kind of teased earlier, a movie I know you've seen, Brian, because I've seen at least the black and white version with you, and you had seen the color version previously as well, and we really had to cover this one, right? There's no way we couldn't.
Right, especially because we'll talk about why this movie is very important for, like, the 70th anniversary, and just how much it calls back to the original films, and just all the stuff that it's doing is fascinating, as well as it's just a fucking great movie, and yeah. I'm so excited to be covering that movie in particular, and it rules.
All the more impressive because we should mention our loophole we've created, right, for all of you asking, like, hey, wait a minute, that's not an indie movie. Look, as has been reported many times, Godzilla Minus One was actually a very low-budget affair for a Godzilla movie. Roughly the budget, from what I understand, it was between $10 to $12 million converted into U.S. dollars from yen, obviously. That's, like, so goddamn impressive, as we'll talk about in that episode. That movie was done for as small a budget as that, compared to maybe some of the newer Godzilla movies. Transition! Next episode, our N for New, which will come out on May 7th. We'll be covering, Brian, a movie in theaters, which we do all the time on Patreon, patreon.com/cinema2letter, but we've never done that on the main feed, a movie that will presumably still be in theaters by the time that episode comes out.
Maybe. Or will it be on Max by that point?
Perhaps, yes. But Godzilla X Kong The New Empire will be our end for new episode. It's coming out in a matter of days for the two of us as we're recording this, so we haven't seen it yet, but we're both extremely excited, right? Just can't wait. Especially after Godzilla Minus One.
Very similar movies, I assume.
I imagine that the mechanic arm, really, when you think about it, represents fascism. And I won't explore this further. But, so yeah, that'll be our end for a new episode. Godzilla X Kong The New Empire coming to theaters. Maybe still in theaters by the time you're hearing this.
Right. And kind of gives us an opportunity to talk more about the kind of Monsterverse movies from
right,
Warner Brothers and Legendary as well, which is an interesting kind of newer, I guess, franchise Godzilla's a part of.
Or even, I mean, no, in general, having an American one on this list, I think,
right,
it's part of the smorgasbord, as it were, because, look, we could have done Godzilla 98, but spoilers, that's not the subject of our E for Egregious, coming out on May 14th, where this one might be hotly contested by some people out there. I think we'll go into further detail as to why I personally programmed this one here, but from the Heisei era, Godzilla vs. Mothra, 1992, which you have not gotten at all into that era, Brian. So you have not seen this era of Godzilla nor the specific film.
No, I have zero kind of conception of what that era of Godzilla is. But I am very curious, especially because I just have seen none of the, like, you know, 70s, 80s, or 90s run at all. So I'm very curious.
Yes. We'll get into more of the reasoning why I picked that, but I'll just at least say this much. It's not the worst Godzilla movie, but I wanted to bring the Heisei era in somewhere, and I think this one has bits and pieces that I love and also don't quite like about that particular era. But we'll get into that. Then, coming in on May 21st, our M for Masterpiece, where we like to do, you know, sort of more modern ones, and we'll be covering our subject from the Millennium Era, Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, : giant monsters all out, hyphenated, those two words, attack, from 2001. We'll call it GMK, which, Brian, obviously you also have not seen this one. I'll just say, it may be my favorite Godzilla movie.
You've mentioned this, yeah, and yeah. I'm very curious, what a title. It's a really incredible title. I'm excited, because I have kind of, you know, so far in my Godzilla, I have met those three monsters in the Showa era, so I'll be curious to see kind of how they bring those into, I mean, literally the new millennium.
By the way, spoilers, Baragon is also in this, who I don't know if you've met yet. He's the fourth monster. And I don't know, he just got cut out of billing. He had a bad agent. I don't know what the deal is. Poor Baragon. He's like a little dog guy. I love him. You'll see him in Destroy All Monsters.
Okay, surely. Okay.
He was also in Frankenstein Conquers the World, which is a real movie that Toho made about a giant Frankenstein that's kaiju-sized fighting Baragon, this dog monster thing. Real movie. But then our final episode of the season, our last little bit of Godzilla, coming out May 28th, we'll have one that we've known for a while was going to be part of the season. Also, you would have known if you're a patron over at patreon.com/cinema2letter. You get to vote for the topic for one, at least one episode per season. And you all chose for our A for Atypical choice, Godzilla versus Ghidorah, a.k.a. Godzilla versus the Smog Monster. Brian is closer to this one in his sort of chronological watch, but it will not prepare you for how weird Godzilla versus Ghidorah is.
I'm so excited. Yeah, you've kind of told me a bit about this one, and I'm curious. I'm curious, especially as I've been kind of diving into more of the Showa era, and I'm just fascinated by all these movies. So I'm sure it'll be fun to talk about.
On that note, so that's our lineup. I'll repeat it one more time here. C for Classic, Destroy All Monsters, 1968, coming out April 23rd. I for Indie, Godzilla Minus One, coming out on April 30th. The N for New, Godzilla X Kong the New Empire, currently in theaters, coming out on May 7th. Our E for Egregious, Godzilla vs. Mothra from 1992, coming May 14th. Our M for Masterpiece, Godzilla, comma, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, : giant monsters, all hyphen, out attack, coming out May 21st. And our A for Atypical, Godzilla vs. Ghidorah on May 28th. So that's our lineup for the season, but we should shout out over on the Patreon currently, Brian. Everyone will be able to, you know, listen to a lot of bonus content for just that $1 and get to vote for stuff like that Godzilla vs. Ghidorah bit. But some stuff on the Patreon right now. We just did our March Madness where Godzilla competed, and I won't spoil anything for anybody, so you can listen to all 3 hours and 45 minutes of that. Godzilla puts in a fight, I'd say.
He does. Yeah. We'll leave it at that, maybe.
We'll leave it at that, yes. But coming in April, the month, you know, this is coming out, we are going ape by covering all 9 of the Planet of the Apes movies on one podcast, just one big old episode about it, because Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming out in early May, so we're going to go through Planet of the Apes 1968, Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, Conquest for the Planet of the Apes, Battle for the Planet of the Apes, Planet of the Apes 2001 from Tim Burton, then the 3 recent ones, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and War for the Planet of the Apes. All 9 of those movies we'll be covering. And I know, Brian, you've seen the original movie, the more recent trilogy, and the Tim Burton one.
Oh, yes, how could we forget that movie?
Of course, but so you haven't seen the sequels to the original, right?
No, and I haven't seen the original since, man, it's been a very long time, I'll be honest, where like I don't remember anything about that movie really, except for like, of course, the ending. But yeah, I love the new trilogy quite a lot, actually, and I'm very excited for Kingdom. So yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. But we will also be covering the Tim Burton movie. So,
well, you know, we can't forget that, Brian.
God, every time you mention like, yeah, these are the ones we're covering, the original 5, the new trilogy, and then like the Tim Burton one, I'm just like. I get really like off kilter, just like, oh yeah, that one exists.
We should also tease that in May, coming up on the Patreon, we decided this right before we pressed record here, everybody. In May, we're going to be doing an audio commentary for Mad Max Fury Road to coincide with Furiosa coming out also in May. You know, we'll have a lovely day recording that particular one, I think, Brian.
Absolutely. I'm just excited to watch Fury Road again. Like, that's just, you know, even that by itself is a pleasure, I think.
Yes, and a pleasure for all of you listening, for sure. But we should also mention on the Patreon we do audio reviews for some modern movies, like Love Lies Bleeding or Late Night with the Devil, we've recently done. We haven't discussed what we're doing in April, but I gotta say, Brian, that Abigail movie looks kind of good. The one from the Radio Silence guys, it's about the Dracula ballerina daughter.
Yes, I remember this. Yeah, I think we saw the trailer for that, and I barely remember it, I'll be completely honest.
It was one of two Dan Stevens trailers we got in a row. There's that and the Hunter Schafer one. Like, yes. Right after the other.
And he's going to be an ex-Kong, too.
That's true, we'll be talking about him this particular season. Yes, he's back. Better than ever, hopefully. But, yeah, so all those, like, different bonus podcasts and like the audio reviews and stuff, it's all on the Patreon for just the $1. Really helps out the show, keeps the lights on, and allows us to do fun stuff that doesn't quite fit into the format of the show. But on that note, we should just go ahead and wrap up here. We want to thank Burial Grid for our intro and music and everything else we use on the show. Purchase this music at burialgrid.com. Thanks to Michelle Kyle for our artwork. Find her at MishKyle96 on Twitter. And you can find the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Cinema Number 2 Letter. Any of the socials will be under at Cinema Number 2 Letter. And you can find me on Twitter and Letterboxd at Not The Who's Tommy. And you know, I also do some writing and editing and stuff for film-cred.com.
You can also follow me on Twitter at BryanDrade and the number 3. Or you can follow me on Letterboxd as well, where I'm much more active. And also, I will probably have a ranking of these Godzilla movies at some point whenever I can actually finish them. So, yeah, follow me on there.
Are you going to wait till you finish or not? Just, like, update as you go along?
We'll see. I've been doing, because, you know, ranking, you know, usually I rank directors, and I've been kind of waiting till I finish all of their movies to do it.
Yeah.
So I may do that. I may do it by era as well. I don't know. We'll see. List making is a hard, punishing process.
Truly, yes, for any Letterboxd user like ourselves. For more of, you know, our antics, you can follow us on, like, Apple Podcasts or other podcasting platforms, wherever you're listening. And while you're listening, you know, if you're on, say, the Talk Film Society feed, we'd recommend any of the other great shows that are on there. Brian and I have guested on a couple different podcasts over there. It's been fun. You can also listen to our full archives for, like, the past 4 seasons of this show and the old double-edged double bill stuff on our Podbean feed. You know, if you can't support the show on the Patreon, that's cool. Money can be tight. But the free way to help us out is to rate, review, or simply share the show around to give us more visibility as we rise from the depths of the ocean like the great kaiju. So we'll tease once again next week, Destroy All Monsters from 1968 will be our subject for our C for Classic. And on that note, wait, Brian, does it sound like really heavy footsteps?
Oh.
I think my water's rippling, like that classic Spielberg movie. Always, I believe, is when that happens. Oh my God. Brian, you see that, right?
He's it's behind right me, isn't he?
Well, that happens. Take the egg. Let's get the fuck out of here. That egg's gotta be worth something.
I paid good money for that egg.